0958.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a gorgeous morning. If you're just joining us, this is the ideal day for you to get out in that garden and get some planting done. It's not hot out. It's beautiful weather. And this is the time. You know, traditionally, this is the weekend that we consider the planting weekend. Memorial Day was last weekend. And I guess it was a little bit earlier this year than sometimes. I guess it all depends on the way the calendar changes. But this is traditionally the weekend where it's safe to plant just about everything. So make yourself some breakfast, get a cup of coffee, bring the radio outside with you, and let's get some weeding done, some planting done. Now, to really get you excited about the garden, we have our favorite plant man, David Wilson, joining us this morning, and he's going to tell you about another new plant that will drive you crazy when you have it in your garden. I planted last year a plant called Rowley's Favorite. And when I bought it, it was all done blooming, so I really didn't get to see it. But this year, this plant has been blooming for a month. It has beautiful pink flowers on it. And I'm just going to be picking up some of his plants. But he's got something new for us today. David, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is everything in your garden growing today?
It's growing very well, I'm glad to say. You know, all the rain that we've had and the really quite nice growing conditions this spring has made everything come on, you know, as scheduled. Sometimes we get it really cold, things get knocked back. Sometimes we get it really warm, and then things push a little too soon. But this year, it seems to be just coming absolutely the way it's supposed to be. And the rain has kept everything nicely watered. So they're growing well and flowering well, too. So things are going pretty good at the moment. If I could just control the weeds now, I'd be perfect.
I'd say, it's amazing. Why can't you develop a weed that we can call a flower and it will grow all by itself and it would just be perfect, wouldn't
it?
Well,
of course, there's the old saying that, you know, a weed is a plant growing in the wrong place. So, you know, and that's how many of our plants are. You know, they come from other parts of the world, and you know, they're a wildflower in some other parts of the world, and we of course go and select them and then, you know, bring them into our gardens. And sometimes, you know, if you talk to the people from the country that they come from, they probably regard them as weeds because that old thing grows out in the wilds or something. But, of course, today you mentioned a new plant, and today we're talking about an American wildflower, at least a variety of an American wildflower, and that's a new variety of phlox, of summer phlox. And this one, as you said in your intro there, what you said about driving people wild, is absolutely awesome, Paul. I know I get excited about plants, but if anybody's got a computer near hand and they want to log on to gardensplendor.com and click on the showcased plants. This is a section down the left-hand side. You will see a picture of this absolutely stunning new variety that was found in Holland. It's short and compact, only grows 14 to 16 inches tall. And the amazing thing about this thing is the flowers are striped on them, pink and white. It's just absolutely stunning, just a thing that occurred. And it's an amazing thing to have this bicolored flower growing in the garden. And it's a perennial, so, you know, the thing with perennials, they come back year after year. And it's
I nearly forgot
the name of it. It's called Phlox Peppermint Twist. And they called it Peppermint Twist because it looks like candy stripes with this striped flower. And I regard it, you know, as children, you played with that little paper windmill that you had on a stick, and when you ran, the thing twirled around, and you had this spinning head on the windmill. Well, that's what the individual flowers of this phlox looks like, five-petaled flower with a pink stripe down through the middle of it, and, of course, the big rounded head. And this is one of the things that's amazing about this variety. The heads are made up of multiple flowers, so you get this big rounded head, and it's a little bit botanically, but it's a variety of Phlox paniculata. Paniculata means a big panicle, a big head. So it's the first variety with a striped head, striped flowers on it, that comes from this paniculata type. So it's got everything that you'd want in a garden perennial.
I was looking at the website last night, and when I clicked onto that, as you said, it is so striking and so unique to see a bicolor flower like that. And exactly when you said using a pinwheel, I mean, you almost feel that it's turning with all of the stripes on it.
That's right.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
And you know, the amazing thing, I wrote a little bit on there when you get to the website about how it was found in a nursery in Holland. There's a man called Jan Verschoor, and he breeds new and exciting varieties. That's what he is. He's a plant breeder of perennials. And he set out many years ago to breed short, compact varieties of these garden phlox. And he had several very good ones that in their own right were, you know, outstanding achievements. Short, compact, good disease resistance, the works. And he bred a pink one called Candy Floss. And he was telling me that he actually had a deputation or a group of people visiting from the American nursery industry. They were looking for new varieties. And they were standing in the field overlooking this variety of Candy Floss when one of them noticed from 100 yards, spotted one shoot that had the striped flowers on it. And this is the thing that, you know, you were just kind of leading to there. He says that when they went over to see it, their eyes nearly popped out of their heads. They couldn't believe what they were seeing with their own eyes. And for a while, he said, the whole group stood there and they were speechless. And that's how how stunning and amazing this plant is.
Now, this is a plant that's going to bloom during June, right?
Yes, it starts flowering about the middle of the summer. It depends on where you are. In earlier parts of the country, it will start flowering in early summer. But in most places, it's going to be like about, you know, the end of June or thereabouts. And then if it's dead-headed, if you remove the flower heads, when they fade, it'll throw up new shoots and keep coming again. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the great things about the phlox is that if you had them back, remove the old flower heads, it will throw up new shoots from down below and come again. And that's what's exciting. Not only has this got a stunning head on it, flower-wise, but it also is a nice, short, compact, stocky, free-branching variety. So you get this bushy habit that, as I say, only grows about 14, 15 inches or so tall. And so you get multiple shoots on it, too. And, of course, when you get multiple shoots, you get multiple flower heads. And when you head them back, then you get all the new growth coming from the bottom and resultant flowers. And if you keep doing that and keep it, you know, well-watered in the drier periods of, say, August, you'll keep it growing and you'll keep it flowering through to the fall.
Now, how about exposure and soil, David? Sunny, shady?
Yeah, it needs to be in sun or a partly shaded site. So the sunnier sites are important. It will take a little bit of partial shade, you know, place it. Ideally, it would be great to have it where it gets the morning sun and a little bit of protection from the hot afternoon sun. But it's really a plant that grows in full sun. And in soil conditions, just any ordinary soil will do as long as it's free draining. That's important. It won't put up with wet ground conditions. So an average garden soil, it's not a hard plant to grow. Just an average garden soil as long as it's free draining, really.
Okay. Now, how about, I mean, a lot of tall phlox will get powdery mildew. Is this one less likely to?
Yes, absolutely. That's a very, very important part, and that is that setting out to breed his breeding line, he set out deliberately to have ones that had good disease resistance. And you were saying about exposure. With powdery mildew, it's very important. Even the disease-resistant varieties tend, if they're in close proximity, if they're in a muggy spot, if they've got a lot of plants next to them without much air movement, sometimes we'll get the powdery mildew. Not as bad as some of the old traditional varieties, but they still might get it. So one of the tricks with these things is to get them out in the open in, you know, place where it's got plenty of air movement. But the individual variety has in its breeding line good resistance to the disease.
Terrific. David, hold on a second. We have a caller that has a question for you. And we'll talk to you right after these messages.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is, and since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome back with the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with David Wilson, and again, he's giving us some new perennials for you to look for. David, tell us a little bit about Garden Splendor and their website, and so that people can find these plants.
Right, good idea. It's www.gardensplendor, spelled with an O, splendor.com. And if you go on there, you'll be able to click and find the main page right at the start, and you'll be able to look at the main thing you can view right at the bottom it, or in the middle of the page. It says 2009 showcase plants. And if you click about view plant information, it's in red letters, big red letters at the bottom. You'll be able to see at a glance the plants that we're talking about at each week. And then if you go over on that main page, down the left-hand side, there's a section that says what to plant, so you can search through there. But if you go under World of Plants, the second one down, it says Showcase Plants. And if you click on there, there's an in-depth information on each of the plants that we talk about each week. So you'll be able to see all the ones that are listed on there and see pictures of them and get, you know, the whole chapter and verse on each of the varieties. And there's a lot more information on there too. There's a quite a nifty kind of search button in the top right hand corner of the website. You can put in there things like deer and drought and wet and dry and sun, and it'll pull up, it'll search the website and pull up lots of information. So if you've got some questions and things like that, you can click on there and find out stuff that I've written about over the years.
Right. Well, our caller, David, must have had problems with his phone because he's been holding just to speak to you. And just as we went onto the break, the line disconnected. So I'm assuming that either if he was on a mobile phone, he got into a dead zone or he had problems with his phone. But one of the things that I'd like you to tell our listeners is when you go on this website, and I play with it quite a bit last night. You have all of the plants that we've done last year and the year before that and the year before that. And I was looking at some of the varieties of clematis that we talked about last year, because Garden Splendor has got some varieties that are double. And you don't see double clematis very often.
Well, you're absolutely right. Across the board, in Garden Splendor, we have some really amazing varieties, from perennials to, and we tend to be talking about perennials because it's the time of year, Paul, but also, of course, there's woody plants, there's grasses on there, and there's vines too. And what we try to do is our kind of mantra is to seek out the best of the tried and true and the most exciting of the promising and new. And that's what we try to do, is to find the very best performing varieties we can lay our hands on. And as you say, and on the vine side of things, some of them do have double flowers. Some of them are really interesting in that they have double flowers in the springtime and rather early summer rather than spring, early summer. And then they turn to single flowers in the fall. They give you, which is quite nice, they give you two bursts of flower, one in early summer. They take a little bit of a rest during the middle of the summer months, and then they'll come back with another flush in the fall. And, you know, one of the things we try to do is to make the choice for the gardener as easy as possible. Over the years, I don't know about you, but when I go into garden centers, I tend to be sometimes intimidated by all the varieties there. And I'm thinking, that looks nice, and that looks nice, and that looks nice, but which one's the one for me, and which ones are the right ones for me? So we try to find that, make it a little easier by, first of all, going through, using our experience, our knowledge of going through and selecting from all the thousands of possible varieties, boiling it down to finding the ones that are going to really work best, grow best, the best proven performers, and then make it so that you're able to have a selection of those, still be able to choose colors and types and ones that are distinctively different, and make it so that that happens in genetic material. And then what we try to do is we take those, it's not what we try to do, it's what we're very good at, if you excuse me boasting a little bit at the moment. We take those and we grow those to the highest possible quality standards. Big, premium-sized plants that you can really put in the garden and make great impact with.
Instant color.
Instant color.
Dave.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much for joining us. We're running right up to the envelope, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Elizabeth on the line, who is calling. She has a problem with her rhododendrons.
Okay, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here on Cape Cod.
Oh, it's always beautiful on Cape Cod.
Well, yes. I am calling about 2 Holden rhododendron that we have out the back. They've been
okay.
In for about 5 years, and they took a while to get going. Last year they were beautiful, but this year most of the buds just died. They turned brown, and I took a couple off, and they're very squishy and hollow inside.
Yep. What happened is the buds dehydrated with the type of winter. The red Holden rhododendron is a variety grown in Oregon, and it's a beautiful plant, great looking foliage, and a very different red than what is commonly grown in New England. The one that is most sold in New England is called Nova Zembla, and it's red, but it's got kind of a pinkish, a dark pink. So it's a pinky red color. The Holden is a real red. But we had a winter with a lot of wind and a lot of sunshine. And when we have that type of weather, we lose flower buds. So what I would suggest that you do in the future, buy a little container of a product called Wilt Proof.
Used that in the fall.
Oh, you used it on?
Either that or Wilt Stop, one or the other.
Okay, and you sprayed it directly on the bud itself?
Whatever the instruction said, yes.
Wow. What does the foliage look like? Did you have any damage on the foliage?
Well, it's kind of sad looking, too. A lot of brown on the leaves.
A lot of brown. Yeah, there was a lot of dieback on rhododendrons. Where I live in Maine, I had one that was 6 feet high, 7 feet wide, and I lost the top 2 feet.
Mm.
And North Shore of Boston and Central Massachusetts, a lot of old rhododendrons had dieback. And that was just due to the weather. And also, you had snow this year, which you don't have that often. So the sun hits the plant, hits the snow, bounces back up so that you're getting the sun hitting the plant from the top and from the bottom. So the main thing you want to do, Elizabeth, is get a fertilizer like Hollytone.
I put that down too.
Okay. And then as the plant begins to wake up and it gets ready for the new growth on a rhododendron will develop during June. So rhododendrons flower late May, early June,
mm-hmm.
and then towards the end of June, they make the new growth.
Right.
And the new growth should replace that old foliage that was damaged. And it, because you fed it with the Hollytone, it will help it to make buds for next year. And if we have a normal winter, then you should not have that problem. But this has been a winter where rhododendrons in particular had an awful lot of damage. And I was at Noonan's Greenhouse in Georgetown in early April. And I'm going to say 3 out of every 5 people that came to see me that Sunday when I was there were carrying rhododendrons and said the same thing. The top third or the top quarter of that plant all died back. And these were plants that had been there for years and years and years, just like mine. My big one, 19 years old, and I lost 2.5 feet on it. So I just cut it out the other day. New growth will come, it will fill it, and the plant will be just as good as it was before, but it shrank, it will come back. Thank you, Elizabeth. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Sylvia, who has a question about a Christmas cactus.
Okay. Sylvia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Chloe. I have a very large old Christmas cactus, and all of a sudden big branches are dropping off. And the bottom of the branches are all woody.
Yes.
I don't know how I can replant them. I've had them in water. Should I cut off the woody part and just plant from the green
how
up?
How long are these branches? Okay. What you want to do is root the top 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
Now, what you do is, if you look at your branch that broke,
right.
The individual branches look like the knuckles on your finger. And what you want to do is, at that little seam, at that joint that looks like a knuckle, that's where you want to take a knife or a pair of pruners and just cut it right there.
All right.
Now go. And what I found that works the best with these, especially with the Christmas cactus, because when they're old, they are starting to get woody. Go to your local garden center, and what you want is rooting powder. And most of the stores will sell little tin foil type envelopes. And there's enough in there to make 200 or 300 cuttings. But it's a white powder. You open up the top of the envelope. You dip your cutting. And you want to make a fresh cut so that it's moist a little bit. Dip it into the rooting powder. Shake off the excess. And take a pot with some fresh potting soil. And put 3 or 4 cuttings into a pot. And give it a good drink of water. And keep it someplace where it gets good light, but no really hot direct sunlight on it until the root system begins to form. So an east window, morning sun. A west window, late in the day sun. And within 2 to 3 weeks, those cuttings will root and you'll have a brand new plant. So depending on how big the cuttings are, put 3, 4, or 5 cuttings to a 4 or a 5 inch pot. Now, the main plant, cut back on the amount of water. You have to say to yourself, this is a Christmas cactus. It's not a traditional cactus like would grow in sand. It's a tropical cactus, but it does not like wet feet. So cut back on the amount of water that you give it. Make sure it's got plenty of drainage holes in the bottom of the pot, and the plant will stop shedding those individual branches. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate your question. Now, when you're using soil to root cuttings, use the artificial soil. Miracle-Gro, for example, they have a man-made soil, and it's a mixture of vermiculite, there's some perlite, there's some bark mulch, there's cocoa fibers, there's all kinds of things in there. It's all been sterilized. They also use a moisture control product so that it will allow you to water less often. The moisture control products will absorb 33% more water than regular potting soil. So there's a lot less stress. So just go to the garden center, pick up some rooting powder. And again, you don't need a big container. Little tinfoil envelope. Pick up a package of Miracle-Gro with moisture control. And, I mean, you use that in window boxes and things. It's fabulous. Thank you, Elizabeth. Jared, who's up next?
Next up is Walter. He has a question about moving some arborvitaes.
Okay. Walter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
Pretty good, thanks. Doing good.
Great.
Yeah, the question was, I have a couple of arborvitaes about maybe 6 foot tall.
Okay.
They've been in the ground for, I'd say roughly 4 years or so. And they have grown a bit, so they have established themselves a bit.
Okay.
I'm probably going to have to move them. Now, is there a better time of year to move them? What do I need to do to move them? And what are the chances of survival if I do move them?
Okay. Well, if you're going to move them, you're going to have to move them pretty quick. The arborvitaes, at least mine here, are just beginning to make new growth.
Right.
So you need to dig them pretty quick. If you wait until the end of June, you'll have all this new growth. And when you cut the root system, you're going to have a lot of wilting because of that succulent foliage.
Right.
But dig them up. Go to your local garden center. You can buy squares or burlap by the yard, and you can dig the plant, wrap the root ball with burlap, and then move them to a new site or put them someplace temporarily until you get ready to plant them. But it's something that you should do right now. Now, you're going to need a root ball, I'm going to say almost 2 feet across. So you dig a trench in the shape of a donut, round and around and around. And with all the rain we've had the last few days, this is a good day because the soil itself is wet. It's less likely to crumble and to fall apart, and that means a lot less stress for your plant. About a 2 foot root ball, probably 15, 18 inches deep. Wrap it with the burlap, and where the burlap meets and it overlaps, just take some regular nails, about 2 inches, and push the nail through the burlap and then pull it back up through, and you're going to weave it in and out, and that will hold the burlap together. Okay? And that way you can move it here and there. But if you're going to move it, now's the time. I prefer the spring rather than the fall, because if we have an early winter with a lot of sun and a lot of wind, then you get a lot of browning. Do it now. It has all summer to get established, and you're in great shape. Thank you, Walter. 888-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Lorraine, who's got a question about azaleas.
Lorraine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Last weekend, we moved, we cut out two very large overgrown shrubs, and either side of those shrubs were azalea bushes. And
okay.
The azalea bushes, to get at the light, had extended forward, so they're oddly grown now. And I wonder, how can we get them to grow up? They've been there for a long time. Can we cut the azaleas back a lot?
Oh, sure. Now, have they finished flowering?
No.
Okay.
No, they're almost finished.
Okay. Wait until the flowers start to look tired. You're getting a little bit of browning. And what happens is rhododendrons and azaleas and all of your spring flowering plants, they produce flowers first, and as the flowering cycle comes to an end, then it makes the new growth for this year. And then during the summer, that new growth will make the flower buds for next season. So as soon as your flowers are starting to look a little tired, then prune it back. And you can cut back those azaleas anywhere from 30 to 50%. And that way you can shape it. Now, once you've cut it back, then get yourself some Holly Tone fertilizer, and that's a slow-release organic. And I would put probably 3 or 4 handfuls of this stuff on it, sprinkle it on the ground, and then scratch it in with your fingertips, just like your hand is a claw, and scratch it in, okay? Then make sure that it stays nice and moist, and you're going to see new shoots develop from the center of your plant, and it will fill it right in again. Just say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And you are. 800-259-9231.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by
With food prices soaring to all-time highs,
As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. And did you know that you can listen to the radio show on the Internet? That's right. If you go to paulparent.com, www.paulparent, just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com, you can listen to the radio show all 4 hours, and you can also listen to it during the week. So that may be something that will help you in the days to come. I know some of you are planting a garden, and maybe you're new at it, and you're not quite sure what the light requirements are. If you go to your local garden center, they have a new product. It came out this year. It's called a Sun Stick. And it's a plastic daisy, and in the middle, you put on this special paper. You push it in the ground, and you let it stay there for 24 hours. And it will change color depending on the amount of sunlight. And a day like today, we're getting a lot of sun, is perfect. But it will tell you whether you should select plants for full sun, partial shade, or shade all day. But it's very easy, it's inexpensive, and that way you put the right plants in the right location. But it's called the Sun Stick. Jared, who's next?
Up next, we have Paul on the line, who has a quick question about wet and forget.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You have a great show.
Thank you.
The wet and forget, it says with the mix it and apply it with a common garden sprayer. And is that one of those things that you have to pump up?
Yes.
Okay, because we have the Miracle-Gro sprayer and Ortho tree and shrub spray yet. Those won't do it.
Yeah. No, well, if the reason that you don't want to use that, you're going to use too much product. This is something that you don't soak and have it run down. You use a pump sprayer. You put a good mist on the structure. And I'm telling you, Paul, I have never seen anything like this. The company approached me last year to promote this product, and I told them, it says, sounds a little far-fetched to me. And I said, send me some product, and I'm going to give it a try. And we were just happening to go visit my son, Matthew, who lives in Florida. And when we go down for a couple of weeks, we always power wash his house. And then we have to go back and paint where we blew some of the paint right off with the pressure washer. So I did exactly what they told me and put it in a pump can. I sprayed the side of the house. We sprayed a stone chimney, and we said that's it, because it says all you do is you spray it and you forget it. Well, when we left 2 weeks later, the green mold and the moss that was on the side of the house was gone. And I kept checking back with Matthew, and it lasted 11 months in Florida. And they have a lot more humidity than we do here in New England. Well, when we got home, I did vinyl fencing at my house. I've done a wooden deck. I have a friend who did canvas awnings who lives on Cape Cod. And she said the canvas awnings, within 2 to 3 weeks, the little black spots from the mold and mildew that develops on the canvas disappeared. So this is a good product. It was developed by the New Zealand government. And it's all natural, and you can put it on anything, any surface, tar, concrete, wood, metal, vinyl, and it is absolutely fabulous. I mean, I've never seen anything that works like this, but it's called Wet and Forget. And if you use a bottle sprayer, it's putting so much on that you're actually wasting it. And all you need is a mist to get the surface wet, and then you just forget it. It's as simple as that. Good product. Go to your local nursery, and they'll help you to select the right plant. I want to touch base on those of you that have a plant called a flowering almond. It's a small shrub, grows about 3 feet tall, has tiny little pink flowers, and it's in bloom right now. If by chance you have one and all of a sudden it starts to turn brown, that is a fungus. And with all the rain we've had, there's a chance that you may have this. So just be aware. If you do, you use a fungicide called Daconil, and it's available at all the nurseries. Take your hand, break off all of the dry, dead leaves, and then spray the plant with Daconil, and it will stop, and you'll have all new foliage on it. But that's the flowering almond. What a beautiful plant. 800-259-9231.